No, we're still too young. Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Sohinwa, highlighting artists and their music. I'm your host, Sohinwa, and I hope you all are having a nice evening. But before we get started, for all you artists out there that are wanting to get your music played on the Infinite L radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L radio show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelenc.com.
All right, everyone. Our poetry jam segment that was slated to start April 19th, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time has been put on hold. I will have more information regarding the segment at a later date. My featured guest for this evening is singer, songwriter, rapper, Deon Williams. Hello, Deon. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad to have you on. Deon, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Houston, Texas native, born and raised. You know, single mother household with a lot of help from my grandparents growing up. So I kind of was raised by the old school. Literally, and growing up, always loved music, always had a thing for it. I actually loved a lot of things in life, but like as a kid growing up, I was interested in a lot of things, like maybe art. Like I painted, I was into architecture, you know, all through school. I joined a choir in high school, perfected my skills there, and you know, here I am.
All right. You did mention that you joined the choir in high school. Was it then that you realized music was going to be your calling, or was it a little later on in that transition?
I realized music was my calling definitely in, actually in like middle school. I didn't have no studio equipment at the time. All I did was have a laptop, and I asked for one thing for Christmas, which was recording software, but I didn't have a microphone, so I just literally just already knew it was my calling, so I just went to choir. I joined choir. I loved the choir. Still stay in contact with everyone, even my choir teacher. It goes back pretty far, but I definitely always knew it was my calling, like since middle school.
I noticed that you have multiple talents, which you just mentioned. With so many hats you wear, singing, rapping, music producer, and songwriter, which one do you enjoy doing the most?
I didn't leave out one. I also was a choreographer, but to answer your question, it'll definitely be the, the songwriting side of it. I love to write music. I've always been into writing music since middle school, so songwriting would take the cake.
Okay. With songwriting, it takes you into other areas of music that you would have most likely listened to growing up and things like that. With that being said, was there anyone who inspired you to become a rapper?
Yeah, definitely. It was Big Sean. It was actually after I graduated, like a year after I graduated, it's when I really wasn't aimed towards that. It was always sing. But then eventually I started to branch away and, you know, just try to develop my own swagger-like style of music. So, yeah. rapping was. Rapping started in the 2010s era.
And what was it about him that influenced you?
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay. I go, what was it about Big Sean that influenced you?
Him just being humble, coming from where he comes from. You know, he wasn't, in my opinion, you know, he was raised, of course, by his parents and everything. Dude seemed like just such a humble dude, such a humble guy. And there's never nothing like crazy in the media about him. He keeps a low profile. He just came with a different type of style that I've never heard before. Because, you know, back around that time, it was really Drake, Big Sean, like every all of them were coming up. Me, K-Dot at the time, who is now known as Kendrick. Everybody was still coming up at that time, but I always just gravitated towards Big Sean's music because it was just, I don't know, it just stuck with me. His wordplay, down to his wordplay, his, you know, he's a great songwriter. His cadence, everything, just as a rapper, he's really a very versatile artist. So I really did look up to Big Sean. I'm probably going to backtrack a little bit, but I do have to bring this into light right now. It was in middle school, my first hip-hop album that I actually bought was Kanye West's College Dropout. And then that was the only song I listened to, but I only listened to the tracks with, like, the most soul in it. You know, all of his tracks have soul in it, but, like, the ones he would usually sing on mostly. And then Big Sean came along, basically.
Okay.
Big Sean was closer to my age. So, yeah, I originally, you know, just automatically gravitated towards someone who was just closer to my age.
Yeah. You were saying that Kanye West was the first one that you listened to back in eighth grade. With that said, what type of genre would you say your music style is?
I'll have to be honest with you. I know it's alternative.
Okay.
Hip hop music. I never know. It's just wherever my heart and mind, when they're in sync and they make the song, it's like really in a little gray area.
With that being said, when writing, how do you go about finding your inspiration?
Well, finding my inspiration, you know, isn't the hard part. I used to think it was, but anything can inspire a song. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Like,
okay.
The death of a relative could inspire a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rest in peace, my grandfather. He inspired a lot of my, after his death in 2015, and inspired me even more. It doesn't sound as good as it needs to right now, but inspiration could come from anywhere. And a lot of my music capabilities come from him. So the songwriting part definitely is my favorite. I'm sorry, I went off a little bit. I'll be honest, I was just having to watch something right now. I'm sorry, something caught my eye. I think it was my dog running past me. So, yeah.
You're fine. Go ahead.
But that was everything.
Okay. So you said finding the inspiration wasn't the hardest part, but what was the hardest part? We didn't get to that point.
The hardest part actually was it's just life. You have to really focus on life and, you know, handle your business, handle real life situations first. You know, although music is my go-to, my safe haven, my space that nobody can interrupt, except life. If you don't take care of life, you can't really focus on your passion. So when life got hard, I wasn't always able to record and everything, you know, when I wanted to. Sometimes I have to wait. Sometimes stuff will break down, you know, and I had, you know, this was years ago, but the hardest part was a few years ago when just my stuff broke down and I had to redo my entire home studio, so I had to just start from the ground up again and reinstall everything, you know, put everything together again. And I just still wasn't able to get around to it because life, you know, and life gets hard, but eventually, you know, when things get better again, when things got better for me again, I was able to come back around to the music and start writing again. Like, I would just even just jot down little notes, just like songwriting topics to talk about in my future songs whenever I get the chance to come back around to it. But that was the hardest part because I can't stand being away from my home studio. I can't stand not making music, writing, or anything. But when life comes at you, you got to handle and, you know, do what you have to do first with life and then go back to that.
I mean, that is the big part right there. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play one of your songs. And this song is Restless, and it's by my featured guest this evening, Deion Williams. I hope you enjoy.
It's a restless. I get what I want, you can't attest this. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I get less. Play so many times, but I won't stress it. Hey. It's a restless. I get what I want, you can't attest this. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I get less. Play so many times, but I won't stress it. Hey. Working on my flow, ain't got no off days. Yeah. Calculated risk, more like a parlay. Yeah. See, I need to roll up, sippin' Bombay. Take you out the country, on the balcony. Yeah, sounding like a vacay, but I promise that it's not. I can guarantee I'm making another song when I'm done. Yeah, I just wanna take her at a girl I really want. Baking in the sun, living off passive income, ayy. Been so restless. I get what I want, you can't attest this. Yeah, yeah, honestly, I care less. Play so many times, but I won't stress it. Ayy. So restless. I get what I want, you can't attest this. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I care less. Play so many times, but I won't stress it. Ayy. Gotta get to bed, not talking Birkin. See, I'm pulling unless my girl says she want it. Getting out my dreams, not talking G-O-M-D. You can get off my or get pregnant by me. I'm legit, you know this, yeah. I don't smell myself, but I know that I'm the. Yeah, I'm unique, dropping bars allegedly, trying to make $1 million while I'm sound asleep, yeah. Been so restless, I get what I want, you can't attest this, yeah, yeah. Honestly, I care less, play so many times, but I won't stress it, ayy. Been so restless, I get what I want, you can't attest this, yeah, yeah. Honestly, I care less. Play so many times, but I won't stress it.
In the Know with Ohiwa, every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. That was Restless by our featured guest, Deion Williams.
Yeah.
Now, what was the story behind Restless?
Restless was actually a freestyle. I kind of wrote the song in about like maybe 10 to 20 minutes. I can't remember. I came home from work one day and I just was like, let me just go ahead and do it and drop it. And, excuse me, I just came home and I was like, whatever's on my mind, I'm going to put it down. And I was like, the subject, like the main overall principle, like the what the song actually was about was just, like I said, it was on my mind, restless. Always been so restless, I get what I want. Because at the end of the day, you know, you have to work hard for what you really want, and that's what Restless is about. I mentioned my girl throughout both verses, you know, because if she wants something, more than likely, I'm going to go get it for her, you know? I want to make passive income. Who wouldn't want to make sleep in their money? You know, who wouldn't want to make $1 million in their sleep one day, just making passive income? Sometimes people don't like the fact that you're in your own lane. That everything I'm telling you right now is literally all mashed into one song, just a freestyle, but still is, to me personally, my favorite song ever. And that's what Restless is about, just literally doing what you want, taking care of who you love, wanting to make money, knowing that you will make money in your sleep, just being overall confident. Manifest, it's just really about manifesting your future. I just was talking about my future in a song, and it's starting to happen. You got to speak it into existence, so that's what Restless is about.
Okay. If music and entertainment wasn't an option, what would your career choice be?
I'll be an architect. I will work at an architect firm. Yeah, I drawing was one of my things. I love art. I drew at home. The typical kid used to try to draw the favorite cartoons and all that. Sometimes I would I can't remember what it was called. I think they were called pastel markers or something like that. And I'll create somewhat realistic pictures, and my art teacher will keep them. Of course, some art teachers would ask me if they could keep them, and some of them let me take my work home. But that was one of my, another escape of mine, like mentally. I was able to go there, zone out, and just do what I want, express myself through whatever was in my hand onto that canvas.
Have you had, if you had a chance to collaborate with any artist, who would that artist be?
And it's just one artist?
Any artist.
Okay. It's any artist. Excuse me. It's any artist, but it's one artist. Oh, man. That is tough. I'll just, for any relevant artists right now, it'll definitely be, I'm sorry, I'm really stuck. I'm stuck between so many artists right now. I can't think of who, but I would just say, you know what? It'll be Kendrick Lamar. More than likely, or it'll have to be between Kendrick, J. Cole, or Black, but I'll just say Kendrick, just to have my mind made up.
Okay. Have you had a chance to collaborate with any artist?
Yeah. More so independent artists, yes. I have a friend, his name is Crazy Boy in the Alexandria, Louisiana, that's where he's from. We have a song called Newish, and then he featured me on his EP that just dropped February 14th. Basically on Valentine's Day, he reached out to me, he texted me, was like, let me know what song, let me know if you like any of these songs, whichever one you like the most, I want you to get on this song, man, got to have you on it. So, yeah, I definitely worked with him quite a few times. Yeah, and that's really one of the most consistent independent artists that I've worked with. He's consistently dropped. He drops a lot of great quality music. So, yeah, that's someone I work with.
With working with him, your collaboration, how has that helped you in your process when writing?
You say
working with him mm-hmm. helped in your process in writing?
Oh, it helped out a lot because, when you work with someone else in anything you want to do, you want to make sure that your work is, your work, everything you do from the lyrics to the beat, everything is on point, It's good. It helped me out a lot. It helped me out a lot. It helped me. I'm sorry. It definitely just helped me open up my mind more and don't make it also just personal. Make it to where you and the other artists are on the same page with everything.
With that being said, has anyone ever given you advice regarding your music career? And if so, how did you find that advice to be inspirational in your career go?
I definitely have been given advice by an artist. He's known in Houston area. His name is DJ XO, and Jeff Anderson, she's another artist, and also Snooty Wild, rest in peace, unfortunate last month. But I met with them in a studio session. My friend Pierre brought me to their studio session one day. We were supposed to go backstage VIP interview 2 Chainz, I believe, but instead we went to meet them. And, you know, I talked to them, and, you know, they just told me straight up, they were like, you just have to be consistent. Even if you think it sounds bad to you, it might sound good to the world. Like, you just have to be consistent, drop, and get better every time. And that was the best advice I could get, you know.
Does it help you when you're creating your music?
Yes, it definitely has. He would, you know, everyone there, they would just, again, they would just say, you know, you have to be consistent. But DJ XO gave me a lot more information as far as the producer side. He literally said you have to, no matter what, you have to try to find a way to make time for it. You know, as I said earlier, sometimes life comes at you and you don't have much time, you know, you jot stuff down and you come back to it. And like I said, that's how Restless was made. Like DJ XO kind of played a part in that when he was just saying, like, you have to, like, when you get home from work or whatever you're doing, man, you have to do what you do, make a beat. He was like, I make a beat every couple of minutes. And yeah, and that's what I did. I took that advice. That's what I did.
Okay.
It helps.
So what I'm going to do now is, we're going to go ahead and play another one of your songs. And this song is called Perfect, and it's by my featured guest this evening, Deion Williams.
Sometimes the dark can overpower all the light. Doesn't mean I'm giving up without a fight. I'm learning everything hurtful that isn't right. Then I realize I free space up in my mind. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Yeah, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Hey, yeah. Used to be the push around it. Got all the thoughts speaking my mind and everyone relied on me, but didn't have my best interest. Sometimes people want your energy, sometimes misery needs company. Speak up, no insecurity, give yourself credit, say I'm proud of me. Look at how far you just came, you can get better by 1% every day. There's no need to feel ashamed, trust me, I've been there before, I'll charge it to the game. This world can drive you insane, but you sit here just thinking by day and day. I am the reason I'm great, this is my fate, I can do everything.
Sometimes the dark can overpower all the light. Doesn't mean I'm giving up without a fight. I'm learning everything hurtful that isn't right. Then I realize I free space up in my mind. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday nights called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go!
All right, and that was Perfect by my featured guest, Deion Williams. What was it about Perfect that made you decide to come up with this song?
Well, being a producer, just make this a long story short, Perfect was, I'm sorry, I'm really trying to think of a way to just talk about this and just get straight to the point. Perfect, it was just on my mental. You know, like I said, grew up single mother. You learn a lot of things that you're not supposed to learn as far as some, like, things you do in life. You know, no parent is perfect. And, you know, I appreciate everything she has, you know, done for me so far. But, you know, my upbringing just with everybody, I love my whole family. Everything just wasn't perfect in the family, which is fine because every family goes through that. But you have to also learn to unlearn things to, you know, so you can get further ahead in life. You just can't stick with the same type of behavior that you had when you were a child growing up. Like, everything we learn as a child is honestly just not right. And so, honestly, I just been on a soul-searching journey. I've been quiet. I'm not on social media as much anymore. On my mind to, I'm going to say this, it wasn't even on my mind. I made the beat in a couple of minutes, and I just let my heart do the talking from there. And it just, that's how it happened. You know, it just all came out instantly. And that song is just from the heart. That I haven't even released that song yet. I just wanted to put it out there. I want that song to help people know, like, you know, everything you learn in life, you know, you might just feel bad about yourself. You might be depressed. You might think thoughts that you don't need to think, but you have to know that you're not perfect and nobody else is perfect in this world either. You have to do what you have to do. You have to really, you know, just mentally be calm. It's very tough in this world. And, you know, just even just as a black man, it's really tough in this world. That song kind of embodies that subject. Like, I'm not perfect, but, you know, I'm definitely going to learn things that came from my household, and just unlearning this stuff is making me a better person. In the last 2 years, I've been a lot. I've just been in a better space mentally. Like, that song's just from the heart.
With everything you've taken in from that song, use that to help guide you in your music, and I'm assuming even in your songwriting. Would you say that that helps you become a better artist?
Yeah, definitely. It does. Every, like I said in the song, you could really get 1% better every day. And if you do that for 100 days straight, you're 100% better than what you were 100 days ago. So, you know, it definitely has helped. And that's just on an inspirational, motivational tip. Like, you have to keep pushing no matter what. It has helped me in my music. And I just kept pushing and writing no matter what. I was dropping a song every week just to see how far I could go. And I noticed that I could keep going for years if I wanted. Like, you have to, it has helped me so much. It has, just working on yourself. So, and that song, it, like I said, is from the heart.
Okay. Yeah. With the music and everything, do you think that knowing old school musical culture helps when trying to master your craft?
Yes, definitely. I listen to old school music. You know, like I said, my grandparents, the Temptations, my mother, she loved, can't remember, I believe it was the great Gerald Levert, and just a lot of other Motown legends like the Jackson 5. It helps, kind of hard to explain, but I find a way to put it in my music, either if it's just a harmony or even if I sample their song and find a way to put it into my beat, like as far as production. It helps.
Now, this question is a question that's not about your music per se, but it is about the business. What advice would you have for a young artist trying to make it as an independent artist, excuse me?
Always have your business in order. An entertainment lawyer. If you can't find one, you could always, you know, if you can't afford one, you could always find someone who would do it. You'll just have to really dig deep, or you will have to look up everything yourself and just figure it out. And don't be so quick to sign your rights away. Own your masters. It might take a while, but you don't want to be in the same position as, like, you know, a lot of artists that were DOS. You know, have your business in order, have your contracts right, own your masters, always. Because if your career, it might not take off now, your career could literally take off 10 years from now. You just never, you know, you never know when it will happen. And it's just better to own your stuff than to have somebody else who never lifted a finger to make the music you put blood, sweat, and tears to just take like 50% of that, like, or 40 or 60, 70, 80. You know, you want to just own everything. You need this. It's like I can't really explain it. Not right now. I had a long day,
okay.
But I can't really think of the words right now that I really want to use. But you just want to own everything. It's always best to just own your stuff. You don't want someone to where you can't, if you drop a song, they have to take a percentage of it and you haven't 20 years, but you come out with a new type of album or something, or you help another artist out of somehow because of the contract you signed 20 years ago, you have to give this person that you don't even know anymore, whatever the case may be, they have to take a cut of it just because of a contract you signed when you were young. You basically just don't jump to sign something just because somebody gives you a sign-on bonus or anything like that. Like, just own your stuff.
Okay. I see that's important. And I guess only you as an artist would know that, as far as owning your stuff, your craft, the business side of
right.
it. Because you did mention something about an entertainment attorney.
Yes. Because I was in the works of getting signed to Sony with the deal with some people that I knew that knew them. You know, it goes up that ladder. And, you know, it was more of like an artist development thing. And although it didn't happen because all the paperwork wasn't right, you know, I'm just glad that I thought about getting an entertainment lawyer instead of just signing it right away. You know, like the guy, he was like, "You're young, let me look over it." He looked over it and he was like, "Take this, this, and this out." And, you know, that was technically just about 80% of the contract. And he was like, "You would have signed away so much. You would have just signed so much away." And, you know, that's why I stress, like, get an entertainment lawyer. Find one. No matter what, find one before you sign.
All right. Now, due to this question, do you have any hobbies or interests outside of music?
Yeah, I actually love to work out. I was thinking about trying to possibly join a semi-pro league in football soon. but, you know, with my schedule and that, I don't know if that'll really work. But, you know, those are my hobbies. I like to play football, and I love to work out. And, I mean, another hobby of mine, I love to read. I love to research. And that's pretty much, like, how my day would go. Like, if video just happens to, like, be done for like, a few days and I got to get something fixed, I'll just do a couple of those things. Probably read, more than likely.
Okay. Now, for all you artists out there wanting to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
All right, Dion. I want to thank you for being on the show with me this evening.
I'm terribly sorry. It must be a little latency issue on my end.
Oh, okay. I want to thank you for being on the show with me this evening.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it. I really do.
You're welcome.
So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, before you go, are there any shout-outs that you would like to say?
Yeah, sure. You know, I want to shout out, of course, I'm a man of God. I want to shout out God. I want to shout out everyone who supports me so much. You know, my friend Ale, Jante, Tony, there's so many people I can name. my girlfriend. Yeah, that's really it. I want to shout out myself, too, for being so consistent. I don't want to sound cocky, but I definitely like to shout out myself because I worked hard. And that's everyone.
Well, all right, Dion.
Thank you again for having me. Y'all have a great one.
You're welcome. And that was my featured guest this evening, Dion Williams. Now, my next show will be on April 21st, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And my featured guest will be reggae singer Juan Pablo. And again, thank you, Dion, for being on. So you all have a nice night.